Okay, Lindsay, that time of year again to talk about life rides. OSF has been involved in this for a long, long time. Tell me why.
Yeah, so this is our 35th year of this program. We started it when we were seeing a lot of, you know, tragedies in our emergency department, whether it was fatalities or injuries caused, alcohol-related fatalities and injuries. And so we initiated this program with the community support and sponsors. And now for 35 years, we have had no alcohol-related injuries or fatalities in our emergency department on New Year's Eve.
Okay, so tell us how it's going to work. I know people who go to our bars in the area, they've seen the flyers, and I know, too, that the bartenders all know about it. And I think a lot of people who do go out on New Year's Eve, downtown at least, where I live, know about it. But tell me how it works.
Yeah, so like you said, we have flyers at each of the, you know, bars and restaurants available with the phone numbers. So you can call JN Taxi, Escanaba Taxi, Delta Taxi, or the Data Bus, and you'll get a free ride to and from, you know, the places that you're attending on New Year's Eve. And we start rides at 8 p.m. and end at 4 a.m. the next day. With hopes that people will start their evening without a vehicle so that at the end of the evening it just really eliminates that risk of making any poor choices. But we always encourage people to plan ahead, to stay put where they're celebrating that evening. And just, you know, the fewer drivers we have on the road, the better on New Year's Eve to prevent these accidents and to keep our community safe.
And just say a word, Lindsay, for the taxi drivers themselves and the drivers. They're being paid, but they're still giving up time with their families on a, you know, New Year's holiday.
Right. So yeah, they're working you know, extra hours on New Year's Eve, and like you said, they are being paid by you know, that's how we're sponsoring the event, and so they're still being paid their cab fares, but definitely probably a busy night for them.
Okay, and we'll wrap up the interview then. Anything else you want to let people know about? Again, 35, that's a lot of years that this has been a success in the community here.
Yeah, I think it's really just important that we have the community support, and we're so thankful for that. We really couldn't have this program without them, and also for our local law enforcement for what they do year-round to prevent, you know, people from drinking and driving and really thinking about it before they get behind the wheel. We're really thankful for the local law enforcement as well.